It's Wednesday, the 5th of March. And it's also the beginning of Lent for us Catholics. 40 days of reflection on our lives, or reflecting on our lives. I know tradition says, well, not tradition, doesn't say. Tradition has become giving up chocolates or sweeties or biscuits or drink or fags or... But I see it more as reflecting on being a better person for that period of time, and hopefully when you come out the other end, you will maintain that. So that's just my thoughts this morning on Lent. And today is also a day of fasting and abstinence. Fasting means you can have one square meal, but cut out all the other stuff. Well, not that you have not to eat, but... And abstinence, abstaining from red meat. Or meat, is it? Red meat. Red meat. Yeah, you can have fish and chicken, sure. I just go with what Mary puts down the plate. And as usual, there'll be warnings everywhere. Don't eat. She used to put those wee notes when I was working. She used to put them in my peace box. I'd open the peace box and the big note right on top of everyone would say, "No meat." When you consider that she made the peace up, she always made my peace up. Why I would need the note, unless she thought that if I got extremely hungry, I'd drop in and get a pie somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, it's overcast, grey, a bit breezy, coldish. Slept well last night. Mind you, Vic imbled the nose every night to help us breathe. And every day I think I'm feeling better, and as the day goes on, I get worse again. So we'll see how it goes today. Be great to shake this off completely, feel better. I've got a twinge in my right at the rear of my right hip this morning, painful twinge. I've obviously contorted myself into position somewhere in the past day or two. Mentally, I guess I could say I'm still a bit lost inside with things. No explanation, no comprehension of what's going on, just... I don't know. Doesn't seem to be any clarity in my head, any... Well, it says a lot about what you're thinking when you just... All you can do is puff. That's it. That's the answer, Mac. That's it. If you can't think of anything to say, just puff. It's lovely to hear the birds. Yesterday I listened to, a DM message from Adrian Max. We're just talking about things in the background. It's such beautiful bird song. I think my whole life revolves around hearing bird song now. hope, or I'm hoping, that when we go up north to Nairn in April, we come back down over a certain glen way up there. There's a spot, and it's not a stopping point, it's just a place I stopped the car one day, and as soon as we switched the engine off, I could hear the capercaillies way down in the bottom of the glen, talking away to each other. That wonderful deep croak creek that travels for miles. I spent an hour there one day trying to spot them. I couldn't see them. I could hear them. But they were too far down. I'm hoping to record that. Just a thought. Probably about the only thought this morning.